We did this. I'm just going over this quickly. You see how this is all put together, all the different components, all the different materials, how the Gashmias is Mokhubah to the Ruchnias, the Ketzad, Hurkova, Evorov, the Ezer Toeles, Yeshlo, Mikol, Eva, how all the different limbs interact and function and are joined together, and how you need everything. Was everything made in the shape that it's made? Then you go look and you see all the things that bring him benefit. We call midah midosov, ubekoiches nafshei va'osichloi. And then you penetrate deep and you start understanding something about his nefesh and something about his seichel. Udvarim akvuim betivoi, things that are implanted into his nature, the natural tendencies we have. Udvarim hanim soyim borak b'derech arai. Okay, all of the whole makeup of what a human being is. We take nothing for granted. When you will grasp, understand as much as we can, all the details that we mentioned from Adam, you'll understand much about the secret of the world, the universe. We've said this many times. Adam is a microcosm of the universe. Everything that exists in the universe exists in Adam. The most important thing for a person to understand is himself. No one else is going to understand you. You might as well understand yourself. He should know, Yaido. Doesn't say Mivin or Masig, Sheyaido. He's got to know it to the point it becomes part of him, becomes internalized in him. That what we've mentioned above, what the characteristics, what the program of a person is, Kadeshi Yakira Sabayri is Barach. Mechokhmas Hashem Aniris Ba'atzmoy. Why is it important to know yourself? Because in understanding yourself, you'll come to see the Kodesh Baruch Hu in you. It says in Eoiv, from my flesh I recognize, I grasp, I understand God. Okay. So that's what we're doing. We're going to look at the thing called Adam, using the tools of Shara Bechina, in order to grasp from myself, when it's in me, understanding this multiple creature called Adam, and from there understanding Misod HaOilam, there you'll come to understand the Chochmah of Hashem that is apparent within yourself. And that's the easiest place to do it, by the way. The other six categories apparent here are harder. Okay. He says it's the easiest. He didn't say it's easy. He said it's the easiest place to see the Chochmah of the Boira is in Adam. But given Shekain, since this is so, Oleini lahaski mikol prate Adam aniskel il, mi'at muzer mikol prat. Since this is so, we have to mention all the details of Adam that we mentioned above a little bit. Take a little piece from each prat. In order to arouse the lazy one, that which he is obligated to remember continually. And then he will also come to investigate things which we haven't mentioned, because you can't mention it all. Ain't enough paper in the world to write it down all. So, we'll discuss some of the things we've mentioned, some of the details, pieces from each one, in order that you'll come to also go look at things that haven't been mentioned. And then you will humble yourself in front of the Boire for the awesome chesed, the great chesed and goodness that he has with you, and you would increase your praise for him and your thanks for him.
Al
Niflay Masech Manafshi Yadat Moid Lunichat Otsmi Mimecha Sheosenu Besesum Gadu Dakta Taki Kitachet Gomer Necha Valtifrucha Kulam Yikasevu Yomi Mitzorival. Okay, whatever Dovin Amelo wants there, I'm shall. I praise you, I thank you because I see your awesome wonders, which I see inside myself. That's what David HaMelech is referring to there. Okay. So that's like the Hagdama to what we're going to be dealing with. Huh? It's just giving you a bit of an overview of why this is so important. Now let's try and break it down. And again, you have to do your own work here. You have to use your own seichel. We're not going to mention everything. We're going to scratch the surface a little bit, but under the surface there's, especially today, because we have so much access to knowledge, because we don't know these things from Chazals, from the Torah, from the Braises, from Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebapeh, Torah Shenista, we have today, Baruch Hashem, we have a whole lot of scientific knowledge, evidence. We know about the genes. We know unbelievable stuff that they're discovering that we have access to. So you have to go deeper and understand deeper. The Rishonim knew it all. That's why they didn't need to mention it all. They just give you Rosh HaProkim. You don't have to go work it out yourself. Bereshis ma'ashimutal alecha hu shetala al machshavoscho es trilis hishtal shalusa odom ves reshis haviyoso. The first thing that's incumbent upon you is that you have to bring upon your thoughts. It means you have to start thinking about the beginning of the hishtalshulus. What's hishtalshulus? Anybody want to translate that word? Yes, very good. Very good. It's an Nefesh HaChaim's marshal of hishtalshulus. It's like a chain. Not necessarily. It could be two physical concepts as well. Lav dafka. No, it could be two spiritual concepts. So the way the one level connects to the next level, connects to the next level in an ongoing chain. The connection of different parts, the higher part connects to the lower part, the higher, lower part, down, down, down. It's Reishis Havayoso and the beginning of his existence. Vastira ki chesed rekim hofachoy soyle metzius. You'll see that the Chesed of Hashem turns this thing into a reality. Achrei shayo ayin ve'efes. He was nothing. Ayin ve'efes. Ayin ve'efes. And Hashem takes that ayin ve'efes and makes it into a reality. Shebitzil ho'yeh solo rak turas arba ha'yisoydus. Eish ruach ma'im ofo. How does this process from going Ein ve'efes into becoming a Metzias? It starts with Suras Arba HaYesodos. Look in the Pischa Leif soon. He has the Tzura of these four foundations, which we said everything is made up of these four foundations. Fire, Ruach, wind, water, and dust. V'achakav hofoch mitzuras zula tzuras tzomeach. He goes from having these four basic components, which isn't even, it's nothing, it's just the four components. He goes into being a tzuras tzomeach. He goes from there into being the tzura, the shape of a tzomeach, plant life. If you know what he's talking about, we'll see. He goes into the tzura of mozon, what we call food, sustenance. Then he goes into the shape of what's called seed and blood. Then he becomes a bria chayo. Then he eventually gets a tzuras odom. Umugdo al yedei achukim kechai hamedaber via that chaykrim kichai, then becomes what's called chai, Amadabe, speaking chai, ben tmuso, something that's going to die. Vumam shichlavoi shinuim vilgilgulim umikrim shainim vishinum mokum tmidim. Hatsmudim yofil is there, bechishuv nochem behetem, the toile sodo. And then he goes through a whole process, long life process of changes and gilgulim and happenings, different ones, different places. He changes tmidim. All calculated and worked out perfectly in accordance with what the purpose of Adam is. So this we understand almost nothing. Absolutely nothing. What are you talking about?
Of course,
that's the Ishtalshulus. It starts with Eish Ruach Maim Ofo. It starts with Eish Ruach Maim Ofo. Then it becomes the Tzura, whatever that means, of Tzomayach. I know what the Tzura of Tzomayach is. Then it becomes Mazon, Tzuras Mazon. Then it becomes Tzuras HaZera V'Hadam. Now we're starting to get a sense, because this we learned to read about in biology. Zera V'Dam. Zera V'Dam. Then it becomes a Bria Shaya. Then the fetus starts developing. It starts becoming a living entity. Then it starts expanding into the Tzura of what's going to be the final Tzura, which is Tzura Sa'adam. The fetus starts looking like an Adam. And then it starts getting that definition of what's called the Chai. A Madaba, Tzmusa, we'll have to see what that has to do with anything. Well, that's important here. Yeah. And then it goes through whatever it does. It gets born, it lives, it's life, it goes through all the... If you look at the Pesach Lev at the bottom, he gives us a bit of a Pesach, not much, but he gives us a bit of a opening, the two, Mem Zayin and Mem Ches. Shebishchila lo yisor rak tzuras abba yosoydu shrei zera ba'adam sheim nivro odom noitze mi hamozen she'odom nizon mi menoy. You start off with the four abba yosoydus, because ultimately the zera and the dam that this fetus is going to be, the beginning of the fetus is going to be created from, that gets created from the food that a person eats. When you eat food, that food gets converted into zera v'dam. The zera v'dam is what's going to be the conception of the child. V'mozen utzomeach. This mozen comes from where? From that which grew in the ground. You eat a carrot. That carrot grew in the ground. That's tzomeach. That tzomeach, you eat, your body turns it into dam v'zera. Other things as well, but we're focusing on the beginning of the human. First, you start with the four yesoidus. That creates a thing called tzomeach v'mozon. The person eats, the father eats the tzomeach that came from, which is the mozon that came from the avi yosoidus. That gets changed into zerav adam. In the womb, this creature that was created from the avi yosoidus, the tzomeach, the mozon, the zera and the dam, starts taking on some kind of human form. That's the process of what happens. Same as the milk that the baby eats is also created from dam. Correct, yeah. But you're talking about a human now. I'm not talking about the milk that the cow lets. Okay, so you're off. But in the yeah. In Mem Ches, he picks up just, it's not critical for understanding, but it's important to hear what he says, because it's here anyway. The next stage that he becomes after this, after he takes on the Tzuras Adam, after the fetus takes on the Tzuras Adam, then he gets what's called Chai, Medabe, Tmuso. So he picks up these three things at the bottom there. Chai mavdile es ha'odom es ha'malochim v'shtar ba'alei chayim. When we talk about a chai, the non zachai, it separates him from other creatures in the world, like the malochim and the other animals. Miyetzah ha'kruim ha'bruim she'ein chayim, and then all the other things that are not chai. Adoris madaba mavdile es ha'odom v'es ha'malochim miyetzah ba'alei chayim. Madaba separates malochim and odom for all the other animals and the creatures in the world. But then ultimately, Adam becomes completely unique, even from the Malachim. So it starts off that Adam and the Malachim are the same. They're just different from the other Balei Chaim that aren't Chaim. Then Medaber mabdils Adam and the Malachim from the Balei Chaim who aren't Medabers. And then Ben Tmusa separates Adam even from the Malachim, because Malachim don't die. Okay, that's the beginning of the genetic, not in scientific use of the word genes, spirituals and genes. That's how this thing, Adam, comes about. You know, that's the process taking place here. You need the Avi Yosaitis. The Avi Yosaitis, you need Mazon. Mazon you need in order to create Dam Vizera. You need Dam Vizera in order to start the fetal process. Niflavaneva. Plenty work to be done there for those that have got time on their hands and know what to do with it. And remember that first cell contains everything. If that doesn't stop you in your tracks, nothing will. That very first seed, that code that the father gives to the mother, contains everything. 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 The entire universal experience.
Food comes from the plants.
Correct.
Everything's in everything.
Correct. Correct. Excellent. You've been listening. Everything contains everything. Aish also has to be made up of ruach. Aish also has to be made up of ruach, afar, and what's the third one? Ruach. Yeah? No, one second. If it exists anywhere in the Bria, it has to exist everywhere in the Bria. That's the rule. What's not true about that?
The character completely up the entire code of the beat.
If it exists somewhere, it exists everywhere. I don't know how. What are you talking about? How? That's the principle. That's the claw that has to be that way. We don't see it. We don't get it. We don't understand it. It's also part of the system. You're not going to get everything. If the applied mathematician and the quantum physicists are starting to say it because they're seeing it in the system, not that we need them to validate our knowledge. But they're also seeing it. Where do you see it? I'll make the question stronger. Once you ask the question, ask it better. Where do you see consciousness in a carrot? Or in a stone, for that matter? But if consciousness you see in some part of the Bria, it must be in every part of the Bria. We don't get it. Okay, we're not exactly sure what that's talking about. I'm talking about a stone that I tripped over walking into the basement this morning. That's got consciousness? So I don't get it, but it has to be. No, that's for sure not. It's very dim there. The same as your foot in your nose is very dim, which is fortunate. Because from a cell in your nose, I could create a foot. Because it has to be there. We've spoken about this many times. Many times. You have to do it again?
No.
One seed becomes two seeds. That's how a child starts growing. This process of going from being zera v'dam to becoming some kind of a fetus, taking on something, starts with any doctors here. You're a doctor, but I don't know who you are, subject. That's one. I know there's no other doctors.
Go to my doctor for that.
Yeah.
He acknowledged everything.
100%. I'm not saying the scientists are saying
that. There are no answers.
There's no answers. There's no answers. I heard this from a doctor, from Dr. Kent.
If there was a time where we knew about cells, but we didn't know that a foot was in the nose, now we do.
It's a big deal. So we don't at the moment know that a foot is in a carrot as a helper. There was a time when we were convinced that a foot was not in a nose. We knew about sex. So why should it be any different?
We always knew it. Because the Torah tells us it's bullshit. I know, of course. You learn Derech Hashem. This is nothing terribly secret. That first cell splits into two cells, and those two cells are identical. And those two cells split into four cells, and they're identical. Ask any doctor. And those four cells become eight identical cells, and eventually at some point, they start taking on different features, those cells. Now, while one cell decides to become an eye and one cell decides to become an ear, we have no idea, not a clue. But that's what they do. But that cell that chose to become an eye contains the entire system.
Okay. The major thing is the doctors, the experts have no idea.
They're not experts. They know nothing. We know more than them. Every six-year-old in Cheder knows more than them. What are you talking about? They're blinded by their own vested interests. They can't see the truth. No, there have been some interesting dissertations written on how this happens. But none of them worth terribly much. You'll find in Science America or some of these magazines, whatever. You'll find some attempts. You'll find some feeble attempts to explain this, but they're not even close. Not even close. If you find it easier to ignore it, ignore it. So get stuck on it. That's your choice. You can choose to do what you want. We're learning Shara Bechina and we're trying to not get stuck. We're trying to actually use these resources in order to grow our Hakaras HaToiv and our Emuna and our Betochen in Hashem. You can choose to ignore it and carry on the way you are. That's your business. No one here is going to force you to do anything. Okay. Once you've worked through all this, then start thinking a little bit about the enormous chesed that Hashem conducts himself with you. That's a paragraph where Hashem is boinen b'zeh. It was probably important to do that first. Hashem is boinen b'zeh, but tira mikol ha-dvarim halalu es tuvoi chochmosoi v'yacholti yisbarach. After you've meditated on this, you've thought about this for a long time, come back in a month, and you see all these things, the goodness, the wisdom, and the ability of Hashem. Just think about that. Hashem made that first cell that contains the entire universal experience, and then splits it. It eventually activates the whole system. That's pretty powerful stuff. Then go have a look and think about the connection, the joining together that is apparent to anybody whose eyes are even half opened of the primary yesod, the primary foundation. There's a nefesh and a guf. Guf is a piece of steak, very sophisticated piece of steak. And it has no life force, and it doesn't have anything particularly moving there. You see a dead body, it's not exactly that great. When it's alive, it's beautiful, and suddenly it dies, and then it's like, yuck, you don't want to go near it. Well, what changed? And then you go have a look, and you'll see that the body of a person is made up of four yesoides that are contradictory in nature, the one to the other. They're completely mutually exclusive. They're mamash against each other. And the characteristics are not similar at all, the one to the other. Hashem joined them all together with his gvura. Don't ask me what has to be, but gvura. There's chibu and kesher. And he binds them with his wisdom. And then you get this goof, this stable goof. And from its appearance, it looks like it's one thing. It's all just one thing. Even though there are characteristics completely different, the one from the other. Then you get given something spiritual